כותב צדק, היי, סף, היי.
סף, היי, so מחייב brings down in terms of sitting on her bed, or you sitting on her bed. So the shayla is that being that sitting on her bed is a matzav of hirur. So therefore you're not allowed to. So mechayev says, lo yishav mita miyuchedes la, afilu shalei b'faneh. You're not allowed to sit on her bed, which is miyuched for her, even if it's shalei b'faneh. Who had then kolshkein lying is going to be a problem because the test is mashma afilu yishiva ba'alma b'lo yishchiva. That's going to be also the shiva nam ikker mitzad hergol shiva de haglavera. That's going to be also. So comes to her bed, being lying, being sitting, even shlei b'fanah. They're both going to be also. And the sima sadav is because it's her when it's going to see her bed. As we dafka me with the which is miuchedesla. The question is what's exactly together? What's called miuchedesla? That's her bed. How do you magder? So obviously in your house it's very simple, that's your bed, and it's very clear. There's your bed, her bed. Imagine most people have separate beds. And that's where, you know, it's a more clear gather. The question is, in different scenarios, you know, is that called her bed or not her bed? For example, she's in the hospital bed. Is that her bed?
Oh yeah.
Well, you're not giving it to anyone else. Was that mita michadisla? It's her bed, or like, I don't know, what? Hotel bed, we can still say hotel bed.
By in-laws,
you're by your parents. Or it was her bed when she grew up, and when she comes back, she likes to sleep back in her bed, she wants to feel like a kid. This says what exactly is the gather of what's considered exactly her bed. So, a hospital bed, I would say, Mistaveri would not call it her bed. I'm saying they put her there, they move around. It's not really so much Mukhedesla. And I would think Misvara and Mistama would not consider that. That's considered Mita Hamukhedesla and Mistama, that would not be considered.
Call it more around or
combination? I'm saying.
Does it mean more around or bed around?
What's the combination?
Of combination is number one that. They pay or not. One, it's not really mukhed for her. Like she comes there if they want to.
For 3 days. That's
if they want to move her around for whatever reason, they're just super
with
out.
The bed, they move her.
They don't.
What? Well, it depends. She didn't break her legs. She's in the hospital. Whatever reason she's in the hospital. So you're in the hospital. You got to move you down. They move you here. They move you there. And I wouldn't think that's mukhed as law. It's dafka for her. And mistama that.
What's the tear effects?
I said, no, it's not hers. It's not mukhed her.
It's just not mukhed
hotel.
But
what,
together?
It's not hers because they move.
No, they can move her. It's not mukhed for her because she just happens to be staying there. It's not her bed and she doesn't have a schuss on the bed. They just happen to be sitting there and they move around whenever you want. Even though maybe most times they don't move you around, but it's not so much. Well? That's what I'm saying. I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. If it's not called mukhed esla, therefore, a hospital bed, I do not think it's a problem. What other cases we mentioned?
Hotel.
So hotel. So the first day you come inside, for sure, you say, this is your bed, this is my bed. I don't think, like, what makes your bed, what makes it my bed? Before you sleep on it. Do you find anywhere that it comes to her bed because you miyachid it, like yachid b'machshava?
Like Shabbos.
What? What?
Food, you order food.
Yeah, I'm saying, right. You order food for it. So I wouldn't think that that's before you sleep there. I think prefer it's not called her bed yet. It's not. Even if you sleep there, let's say you're there for one night. It's mita miuchedesla. Or tonight is her bed. Tomorrow it's not going to be her bed. Like
a week.
So I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They get to how long and what point. It's very hard to nisim tevach l'shirim to give exact gather lo borer, but the void is like this. Here I'm in her bed, so like she has what's called her bed. Mita miuchedesla. If it's not miuchedesla, other people also sleep there. Then it's not her bed, right? If it's if you have a matzah like that. So if you're just there for one night, miyachid for one night, you wonder how many days. It's it's hard to give a guy a week mustama. Maybe this is miuchedesla. This is some level of kvias. 2 days, 3 days. It's hard to give exact. Exact, but the geder.
about in-laws' house?
Yeah, we see the in-laws' parents.
See, go there for one night, whatever, them, some it's not hers. And they want to know, if this is her bed growing up, and no one else sleeps there, and now you're coming back, and that's her bed, so then maybe I'll think of some that is her bed.
What if that room became like a guest room?
That's not Mikha Deslam, but if it's, this is her room, and it depends. If you're, you'll see, you don't have so many guests, right? You have a nice big house, you have a guest room downstairs, there's her room, she comes back, she's sleeping in her room, there's her bed, and then some of the Mikha Deslam. If it's not, she left there, and people sleep her, so the fact that tonight you made a Mikha Deslam, now if you're there for a while, you're there for a week, and then yeah, I would think of that stuff, there would be Mikha Deslam. You're there 2 days, lay there. You know, it's hard to.
Whenever you go there, you think she sleeps.
What do you say?
It's
not miuchedes la. It's miuchedes for a lot of people. I would not think it's miuchedes la. Fine. So go by me and ask him miuchedes.
It's very negative. What are you talking about?
What? I think so. I don't know how to put it exact.
What does Rabbi tell them?
What do you say?
Go to the in-laws for Pesach for 4 days.
I mean, what? Wait, if you're there for a couple of days, yeah, yeah, do me machmer. One night, mutter. I want this mutter. You want to know? 4 nights, I think, no, it's us, sir. What is it? 76? So, it's some type of level of kvias will say this is a mita now this is her bed. No, if there's some level of kvias, we would say this is called mita miuchedes love. It's not a level of kvias, it's not going to be mita miuchedes love. If you're there, you're staying there for a couple of days. I'm still mostly ready. This is ready. Meet the miuchedes. There's a point. Be there for a week. Every night, switching every night. It's never miuchedes. It's never her bed. It's your bed. Then it's never meet the miuchedes. Every night we're switching beds. It's never miuchedes. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then the ma'isa. That's that the ma'isa would not be considered a problem. If it was never miuchedes, then it'd be a problem.
Every night, never to make a
yes. So you could do that. But right, it's such a big. This is such a big nice. I didn't have this such a big nice over here. I'm just trying to stall. You won't get me sefiot. I got it. Okay, fine. Zakta pesachet tshuva. Near pashut and any beer klal mutter. It's pashut. If you're not in the city at all, it's going to be mutter. What's the yisaidadav? Yisaidadav is if you're not around. Even shleva for no asses is a massive hair. If she's bechal not around, she's bechal not here, then that's also going to be mutter because there is no hera when she's out of town and out of sight. The Pesachet Tshuva seems to be going on in the halacha of sitting. What? On sitting. It's going by the halacha of sitting, that the halacha of sitting, even Shleba Fanea, is any bear cloud, then it's going to, it's not in the city at all, then it's also going to be mother. The place is going to tell nobody sleeping. She's not around. She's in America. Or she, I think the Dastar, I think it might have brought down somebody like that. And Shiva Levi and others, they say that she's not around. And the halacha is also implied by sleeping, that we're going to say also, if she's b'chal not around, she's not in the city for a couple of days, she's not here, then who I didn't, it's going to be mutter. You want to know, let's say she's in the hospital, and she's going to be there for a couple of days, also, that there's mokin to be makeup. Shleba Fanea, we ask her when she's around. She's not going to be here for a couple of days, so then, if she's not going to be here for a couple of days, then we're not going to miss Jackson. One night would be a problem. If she's not going to be here for a couple of days, what? If you're not going to be here for a couple of days, then the Maisa.
She's not here.
Shaloi Bafanei, we asked her. If she's not here, the lesson is if she's not here, Kalal, if she's not around, then it's going to be Mutta. So if she's around, yes. If, so the Pesach Tshuva is saying, she's not here, Kalal, she's not around, so then there's no hero, there's no Chashash, and she's Bechal when she's not around. But she's coming back tomorrow, then maybe there would be Chashash. She's gone for a couple of days, and the Maisa is going to, then it's going to be Mutta. And just like this Isser of being on a mita miuchedes lo, who I didn't, you're not allowed to be together but mita. The mechaber seva brings down leisha be my. So we'll get back to that in a second. Leisha mita afilo kolachad, the big day vein oigin zebezeh. You're not allowed to. Whoa, I'm having a hard time getting sense straight today. But mechaber says that you can't sleep on a mita even kolachad big day vein oigin zebezeh. You're not allowed to sleep on the bed even though they're separately. Then mita achas is going to be a problem. Now, having said mita achas is one of the achakas which we mesiachas has been one of the most chumrutik achakas in different ifanim on yom aves, for example. So see, when we get to vestis, the achakas don't apply in yom aves, but mita achas already giving nishma achas tavla brachim. Mita achas already the grass is more chumr. It's much more of a chumrutik thing. You're together in the same bed, and it's much more of a chamer tikka achakas. So, again, we pass you now sleep b'mita achas because of a big day in a gezebeze. the mikta achas lemais is going to be considered a problem. What's the gather of mikta achas? Let's say you have a bunk bed. Is that called mita achas?
It's not also because of mita achas, but it's this does it.
That they have issues.
Have you been on a bunk bed?
Hang on, you're going to push up the top. That's right.
So definitely technically the vart of mita was you shouldn't sleep together in a mita. It's gonna be also that's called biyachad. That's like the shena biyachad. In other words, if you're sleeping one bed's a problem. Who do you have two beds that start touching? We look at it as that's called a shein biyachi, sleeping together. There's no hafsika between you. The question is, if you're sleeping, what?
Because it's like one bed.
It's like one bed, right. Now the question is, one on top of each other, when there's clearly a hafsik in between them, so definitely the svaras adava would be that what? Stama the svaras adava, the pshat is that, even though maybe technically that is one bed, so you have sasa misnadeid. The fact that you have one bed on top of each other, I would think, the TSL leave, what?
Even if it is, it's
hey, the TSL leave that should be mutter. That's not called. That we're not going to sacrifice that as one mita. Mustaver is going to be okay. So we'll speak Sabbath Sunday hopefully soon. Now it's kitzur inas. So one bed is going to be usher, even if you have two separate beds that are touching each other, even if two beds which are touching each other is going to be usher. So how much of a hafsik do you need? And if the gay zubazu is going to be usher, and the question is how much of a hafsik does one need in order that it should be separate? So the Pesach Teshuvah says, Olam noig like the Shlimus Ramon noig zubazu is usher. Avo hefresh koshu be mita lemita mutter. If you have a hefresh koshu between the beds, make our din that is. What's the whole vart? The whole vart is mita achas is a chibur. You're together in one bed. Who didn't rastering two beds together because that's like one mita achas. If there's a hefresh koshu, then it's going to be. If a hefresh koshu, then it's going to be mutter. Then already it's not going to be considered mita achas, and there's some type of separation is going to be mutter. You want to know, a hefes koshu, you have either magnifying glass, if that's not called hefes koshu. When you put two beds together, I don't think it means that they're glued together. It has to be some type of nikadika hefes koshu, if they can be separate, and that the ikar din is, that's going to be enough. There are, Daka Tshuva, that's certain other shirim, that there's a gather that some say that there should be an ama in between to you. There's also a share brought down. Some say a share that it should be that you don't touch each other. That you're sleeping is far enough that you don't touch each other by mistake when you're sleeping. That's
enough.
What?
That's from the edge of the bed.
From the edge of the bed. I mean, you're rolling on the side. You end up touching each other. You know, that's another gather which they give on. It's a good story. The Iker Adin is like the Pesach Teshuvah says, Iker Adin Avad is going to be koshu. That's the Iker Adin. It's the Gaya, for example. You go to your parents' or in-laws' house and they set up the beds together. So if you want to, whatever. If you're embarrassed to go ahead and make a whole big separation, and the Iker Adin, you have to know. The Iker Adin is koshu, that if you're a little bit separated, it's going to, that's the Iker Adin. What do you say? Yeah, Yom HaVest for sure, which is just a chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. That's also a good point. Yom HaVest, the Iker Adin is, whatever, it's all vikuach, you need it, you don't need it. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Bita Achas Mor Machmer. So the Iker Adin definitely is koshu, that's going to be okay. There are a lot of people who are noig, like the other shirim, to separate it. Either amma, you don't reach each other. Harvey noig and kacha, and many places are noig like that. But, the Iker Adin is betzem a masho. So, Kabbalah says, we discuss two dinim. We discuss one bed, the beds touching each other, one bed, who adin, you sleeping on her bed or sitting on her bed, that's going to be awesome. Pesach Teshuvah brings down, left Africa sleeping on her bed, who adin, Karvim Yichadim La Aser, Koshe Yichadim La Aseri, that the stuff which is miyuchad for her, pillow, her blanket, if it's miyuchad for her, their sheets or pillow, anything which is miyuchad for her, it's going to be also. So you have a matzah of that. You have your pillow, she has her pillow. If it's miyuchad for her, so then b'zman nidusa, you're not able to switch, and that will be a problem. B'negeya, sheets, who identify the sheets are miyuchad, that's going to be also. B'derekal, the mitzvah says sheets are not really, most times they're not miyuchad, b'derekal, right? When you put it into the wash, when you put them back on, you switch this one to that one, this one to that one, then enechlami, then what? If you're makbid, they have separate, then enechlami, it's going to be promising. If you don't have, if you're not makbid to be separate, then it's not going to, then it's not going to be a problem.
What about like a rocking chair or something?
It's tafka, we only find halacha by mita miuchedesla, we don't find it by a chair. You know, let's see, no, that's your sister. That's part of her. It's the heroism inside the bed. I'm in her bed. I'm in her chair. That's not a problem. We only find her bed. It's misyachetz to the bed. That's all. It's misyachetz. What?
Even not in bed.
Yeah, it's misyachetz. This is a thing which is misyachetz to bed. Therefore, that triggers horror. My shenkein. We don't find it. That if you find stump sitting, we don't find that's going to.
You even heard her use his pillow.
We don't find that the mice that's going. That's who in there. Sometimes you have these beds which are like fold up beds which turn into couches. It's more the Israelis do this. They don't have room, right? So you have what? What you say? You have a bunch of pull up beds. So you slide it back in. It turns into a couch during the day. The pull-out bed. So the question is, during the day, are you allowed to sit on it? If she sleeps on one of those, so during the day, what?
Carry on.
So in a lot of places, they don't have room, right? So they sleep, and then during the day, you have to, like, roll in the beds and make it into couches, and you just have a room for everybody. In that type of scenario, is that his bed? Is it her bed? So, but that kind of, yeah, the person say it's like panu chadashes. During the day, it's a couch. It's and at night, it's a bed. Therefore, we're not misach as that as being his or her bed. Therefore, it's not going to be a problem. So that's minigaya. Him sitting. Him. At night, it's her bed. Your bed. His bed.
His other couch you can sit on.
Who?
Yeah, so Menegea, her sleeping on his bed. So the Taz brings down, Koshkin who Shehilai Tisham B'mita Shaloi, that she shouldn't sleep on his bed when he's there. Yishtvei hira b'shachav v'kuma. That the Taz says that Koshkin, she shouldn't be sleeping on his bed in front of him, because when she gets up and goes to sleep, there's hira. Avishiv b'am mutala mita shaloi, dilei margalei, that she's allowed to sleep on his bed, sit in his bed, sorry, because he's margalei. Chay nearly, that's going to do much. The Taz says, b'negeya, her on him, so in front of him, lying in front of him is a problem, because when she gets up and lies down, the fact that he's not sure, sitting is not a problem. And Kipshute, the only problem is when he sees her, she doesn't have the chashash here. The only problem is that he sees befanel, he sees her lying down and getting up, therefore there'll be a chashash. Mashen kein, if it's shloi befanel, it'll be mutter, or then sitting, lemaisa, that also would be mutter. Another couple shot. Sitting even in front of him is a pashim mutter. The whole hamshik is lying down is in front of him because she sees him getting up and lying down. That's dafka when he's there, right? She doesn't have the chashash here. It's only him. So he sees her lying down, getting up, it's a problem. Sitting, the hamshik is sitting is a mutter. When he's in front of him, that's going to be mutter, and it's not going to be a problem. So it's come up in terms of her bed. Let's say you want you have to sit in a bed to, like, fix something. You have to sit in a bed to fix something. Is that going to be a chashash? If you want to, or you have to stand on, you want to bang in a nail, or going to bed for a zaytik reason, is that what? So standing lechar is not a problem, right? I mean, lechar, this shouldn't be a problem. It will be a case of sitting on a bed for a zaytik reason. No, because then you're sitting on the bed for the tachas of sitting on the bed. No, I think that would be a problem. You want to put your foot on? Oh, okay, something like that. Change the light. What? Right, let's say you want to change the light bulb. You have like a night lamp, and there's like it's like at the corner, so you have to like sit in her bed to go ahead and change the light bulb or something like that. What is it? What? No, because over there, the only way for me to get to this thing is I have to sit in the bed to get to the. I can't reach there.
Is she there?
You have a big bed. You have a nice big size bed. And you have to go to the corner to go over there. So then already, when you're not sitting on the bed, but you're sitting on the bed, you're doing it in order to, as a mavar, to get something, to get somewhere, then it's been with her. Or let's say you have on the side of her bed, you have like an outlet over there, right? So you want to like climb on the bed to plug something in. Or the tissues are on the other side of the bed. You have a nice big, so they have to sit on the bed in order to get the tissues. So when the tachlis is not bitur yeshiva, the tachlis is just as a mavar, so to get something, the stomach, that type of matzah is going to be the only time it's going to be also is when I'm sitting it for a tachlis, my own tachlis, or then it's going to be also, but Mustafa in that case is going to, in that case it's going to be mutah. Okay, running out of time. In terms of Siv Zayin brings Zayin Alevi Mustakal, I feel like Keva, let me come in some chushaba, you know, Alevi Mustakal, let me come in some chushaba. Have motto stackle bob and mucking gulium happy in the beer. So you like me stackle? I'll maybe. Yeshirayim? Bezosha. The luck is that, the luck is that you're not allowed to be mistackle, a cave, or become a chushamba. You're allowed to be mistackle and become a gulium, even though you're not a mirias. So Shaz is a big bequach. What's called Makam Mechusin Shaba? How do we mag? What's called Makam Mechusin Shaba? Is Makam Mechusin Shaba the guy that Adav is that whatever she normally covers? How do you figure out how she normally covers? Look how she walks in the street, and that's Eifin how she walks in the street. So then already that's called Makam Mechusin Shaba. That's normally the Eifin which is covered. What's he say to Svar? Svar Shaba is because being this area is normally covered, it's only not covered in the house. So therefore, if it's uncovered only for you. So that's the area which is called Makam Mechusa, and therefore it's going to be us. So the other side said they know that the Geder Makam Mechusa. Okay. The Geder Makam Mechusa is that the way you go in the house. Being in the house is a normal thing, therefore it's not going to be a problem. This is a Machalikas. Ramosh and Chu once say the Geder Dav is Makam Mechusa, of the Geder is in terms of the way you go in the house. Because the whole other about it is that, oh, something, whatever, machine, this is the way you normally walk, it's not going to be a problem. They told the Kabbalah to say, no, the Geder Dav is that if normal, this area is covered, therefore being normal, this area is going to be covered, so therefore that's Lamaisa, that's going to be also because it's only not covered for the initial Ishtai. Therefore, being a normal, it's a Makam Mechusa, therefore this thing is going to be also, I think.